Public libraries around the country have put together lists of books most borrowed by readers in 2023. NPR's Netta Ulaby tells us more.
Let's start with the country's biggest library.
Hi there. I'm Emily Pullen. I'm the manager of reader services for the New York Public Library. We had Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus as our number one checkout.
The novel tells the story of a chemist in the early 1960s who's dismissed because of her gender. She ends up hosting a cooking show.
We're live in 5, 4.
It was made into a series on Apple TV+.
Welcome, viewers. This is Supper at Six.
Lessons in Chemistry was also the most borrowed book at public libraries in Seattle, Boston, and Cleveland. However, in Topeka, Kansas, it was not even on the top 10. Readers there preferred mysteries, thrillers, and what's getting called romanticy.
Romanticy is this new phrase that they've come up with for romance and fantasy.
Deb Lambert directs collections at the Indianapolis Public Library. She says romanticy is big there, too, with books like Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. It was also among the most borrowed in Charleston, South Carolina, and Louisville, Kentucky, thanks in part to fan videos on TikTok.
They have to be endgame, right? They have to be. Their dragons are mated.
Not every library lists its most borrowed books, and there's no big list from, say, the American Library Association. Most borrowed, says Deb Lambert, can get sliced into fiction, nonfiction, young adult, audio.
And also whether it was an ebook or a physical book.
The number one most borrowed ebook in 2023 nationally on the app Libby was a memoir.
Once upon a time, this was going to be my forever home.
Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, reading from Spare about his former estate.
When my wife and I fled this place in fear for our sanity and physical safety, I wasn't sure when I'd ever come back.
Library users have turned not just to e-books, but e-magazines. Deb Lambert says their rise in popularity is dramatic.
Our New Yorker e-magazine was actually the most checked out title of everything online.
In 2023, in Indianapolis, the New Yorker was bigger than Spare, bigger than Lessons in Chemistry.
By a pretty good amount, yep. Lessons in Chemistry had a total of 6,300 checkouts, and New Yorker Magazine was 6,800 checkouts.
There's an important function to these most borrowed lists, librarians say. They remind us there's something wonderful to read every year for everyone. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.